When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
The Spillover with Mike Schaefer, sponsored by our friends at Raising Cane's Chicken Fingers, One Love. A lot of good options there. Texas toast, slaw, fries, everything out there. Raising Cane's, many locations in Lincoln. Schaefer, appreciate you being here as always today.
I'll give you a bit of a Cane's hack that I learned.
What's when, the Cane's hack?
When I was home on parental leave. My cousin dropped off a like 30-piece thing of chicken fingers, which is phenomenal.
A 30-piece thing.
Yeah, and so, like, we had leftovers of it. I was like, what if we just coat these in Frank's Red Hot, throw them in the air fryer, and then we had buffalo chicken-style Raising Cane's.
It sounds pretty good. Sounds pretty good to
very,
me.
Very good.
Sounds good.
So if you
me.
Ever end up with leftover Cane's, just toss some buffalo sauce on it, put it in the air fryer for a little bit. Fantastic.
Well, hang on. Sorry, sip.
Oh, interesting. Yeah, that sounds pretty good.
Sounds pretty good.
I'm a big buffalo chicken guy, so I kind of go out of my way for it at this point.
Okay.
We have not mentioned this on the show yet, today or yesterday, but Troy Dannon, Nebraska's AD, was on statewide radio also on Tuesday. We talked about Matt Rhule last night on radio, but Dannon was on Tuesday. And he said he sent a letter to the Big Ten wishing to never play on Friday night ever again besides Black Friday against Iowa. Any issues with that being done by Troy Dannon? I was not a fan of Friday night football. I thought it was unnecessary here in Lincoln, but did you have any issues with Troy Dannon saying that?
I don't. I'm interested in this conversation. Okay. I'm interested in what Mike says. I don't know that if I were an AD, I would write that letter, but maybe not make it public.
He made it public. He said, I wrote a letter.
The reason I might not make it public is because the Big Ten might come at you 2 years from now and say, hey, you're going to play a Friday night game.
Right.
And I don't know that Nebraska has the power to say, well, no, we're not.
I agree with that. I'm like, this is odd.
Right. I might write the letter, just not make it public. You know, just you don't
he
need to.
He voiced it on statewide radio saying, right. Yeah, I wrote the letter. It was approved by the chancellor and the president for me to send that letter.
I think I would frame it as such. We would request not to play another Friday night home game until everyone else in the conference has done so.
Right.
Michigan, to me, that's the biggest thing. Like, if other teams don't have to.
It's just Michigan, pretty much.
I thought Penn State had voiced a ton of opposition to
it
as
I think they've done it, though. Ohio State has done it.
Yeah. I know Ohio State has, which to me is sort of the, like, if Ohio State can do it, everyone else should be able to fall in line with it.
Right. Now, Michigan has been very adamant about not doing it, but Michigan can swing that hammer right now.
Well, yeah, they could cheat blatantly and never have to face repercussions for it.
Oh, they won a national title.
Right. In part because of, you know.
Right. But, now, Jake, we're a little different. I thought the Friday night game was fun.
I did, too.
Yeah.
I don't have an issue with it.
I don't really either.
I think if it happens once every 2 or 3, 4 years, you know, I wouldn't want one every year because you already have Black Friday.
No, not every year.
I wouldn't want one where you have the game on Friday at home. So I wouldn't want 2 Friday home games in the same year. But if you can set it up where, you know, every 4 years you have 1 Friday home game and you're on the road on Black Friday, I don't think it's that bad. I really don't.
Well,
I'm not a fan having to go to it. My job revolves around Nebraska.
That's
yours
the thing.
Does as well. So I'm not uprooted. My Friday is not really dramatically changed because I was probably going to a high school game anyways.
Right.
So for me to, you know, say that I like it is different than the people, the paying public.
Right.
I just don't, I don't mind Nebraska having the opportunity to have the national spotlight. The damn problem is they need to win those games.
Right.
Stop blowing those games.
You know, you have, think of how everyone reacted after the Colorado game. If Dylan Raiola hits that pass and Nebraska wins 31-24.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all have our self-care non-negotiables. For some people, it's getting enough sleep, eating a fulfilling breakfast, or never skipping leg day. However, a non-negotiable we should all consider is never skipping therapy day. When your schedule is packed with kids' activities, big work projects, and more, it's easy to let your priorities slip. But when you feel like you have no time for yourself, non-negotiables like therapy are more important than ever. It's helpful to learn positive coping skills and how to set boundaries to empower you to be the best version of yourself. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Never skip therapy day with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/earlybreak today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/earlybreak.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
And he has the game that he does with four touchdowns and the game-winning pass. They're all over the highlight shows. They're the discussion early in game day and everything on Saturday.
Yeah.
Like, I have no problem with that picture. The problem is Nebraska doesn't hold up their end of the bargain,
right,
which is also how you end up playing on Friday in the first place.
Yep, exactly. True. Now, that had 5 million viewers at one point.
Yeah, that's good.
That's a super high number.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a showcase event for your school. Schaefer's right. Would have looked a lot better had they won. But, yeah, I mean, I just don't know if you're in position to say we're not playing on Friday if you're Nebraska right now. You know?
Right. You've missed every bowl game since 2017.
There's nothing wrong with the request. You can request it.
But to put that out there and say that we put the request and we're proud of the request, that's a little odd.
He must have heard. I mean, I got to think he heard from a lot of fans.
Well, I don't know.
That it didn't want the Friday night.
And then I do wonder if Nebraska had won on Friday, if we even hear about this today.
Maybe not.
Because some of it is just.
Again, yeah. You're right. No, you're like, why would you, if Nebraska wins that game and like you laid out, you get all the accompanying positive narrative.
Yeah.
Would you want to put that? Would you want to send a letter and you come back on the radio the next week and say, yeah, I requested it. We never do that again.
The thing is
I wouldn't think you would do that.
The crowd was great, too. It was a packed crowd. Packed house.
Packed crowd, big number on TV. I mean, so I don't know, but I bet he heard from professors, probably students, maybe people, you know, just townsfolk that didn't like it. I imagine that's why he did it and made it public, right? Why else would you do it?
I don't know what the benefit of, because I don't, we're being honest, I don't know that Dannon has enough pull that him even making
it's
it
a new AD here
to a radio station in Lincoln is even going to really make its way back to the Big Ten. You know, like it's one of those where I don't know that there's going to be a ton to be gained of it, but if he views it as a potential PR win for himself,
right? That's
personally,
what it might be that,
you know?
Yeah.
So I just don't, I think in this age of athletics, I mean, NFL games now are taking place on different days of the week. Like I think the TV market is always going, or the TV schedule is always going to dictate how things go far more than the conference or even individual athletic directors can. Mm-hmm. And it was an opportunity for you to sell yourself in the same way that week zero had been when you're over in Ireland or when they played Illinois, you know, in,
you get this window.
In Champaign. You get that opportunity
so many chances
to control the narrative by winning and by making people think, oh, man, look at that crowd on Friday.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Look at all these, you know.
The nation
what
watched.
Was the conversation after they kicked Colorado's butt?
Mm-hmm.
Was, look at that environment.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you work at a recruiting service. You know how the recruits reacted to
oh,
what it
God,
was like.
Oh, God, yes.
It's the same thing, you know, with Friday. It's like, oh, man, mm-hmm. they pack people into that mm-hmm. place. That looks cool.
Yeah, it's curious to me why. Yeah, I don't know. It's no, not.
It happened, though.
Right.
He said it.
So. But I understand, again, we come from a place where Nebraska plays a game on a Tuesday at 2 o'clock in the afternoon. You and I are generally going to be fine in terms of being able to cover, yeah. watch, attend, whatever it is.
For sure. I don't.
It's just our, you know.
It's our jobs. We're not. We haven't been paying fans in our lives, right? And so it's.
I haven't sat in that stadium as a paying fan since 2008.
Yeah, well, I was 18 years old. So do the math.
I was 2 weeks ago. At that,
Jake does
paying fan.
Jake's fairly regular.
I prefer.
I do it for basketball. Does that give me a license to view it differently?
Yes,
basketball.
Kind of.
Okay.
Thanks again to Ben Spurk of Farm Bureau for sponsoring the Mike Schaefer
Hour. Ben.
Please call Ben at 402-217-9945 for your insurance needs. That's it for us. The Drive with Raf, AD, and AG is next for Steve Sipple, Mike Schaefer, and Bill Bush. I'm Jake Sorensen. We will see you tomorrow.
Ohio football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws an awesome block so his teammate can score instead. If this happens, BetMGM wants to give you another chance at the end zone. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second instead. That's right. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. Everyone knows the most exciting part of football is the score. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you have a chance to keep the fun going even after the first player crosses the goal line. Plus, you can enjoy second chance all season long. Place a first TD scorer wager today. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.